Veterinarian Science Camp begins. The Vet Science Camp at Cornell Cooperative Connection Extension of Broome County kicked off Monday morning. The camp gives students ages 10 to 13 hands-on experience caring for animals including dogs, chickens, and goats. The lessons teach the children how to care for animals day-to-day and when they are sick or in need of medical treatment. The camp runs through the week, and on Friday, the students will get a behind-the-scenes look at animals at the Gifford Zoo in Syracuse, New York. Youth Golf National Championship. The best of the best from all across the country are teeing off at Traditions at the Glen this week. For the third year in a row, the resort and golf course is hosting the USGLL Youth Golf Association National Championship. On Monday, the teams got together with their parents and coaches and played a memorial tournament. There are only four teams in the national competition, and one of them comes from Conklin, New York. There are four kids per team, ranging in age from 7 to 14 years of age. Playing on a real manicure course is something that some of the kids have never done before. The actual tournament tees off today, where the teams will compete round robin style, with the top two teams battling it out on Thursday. Car rollover in town of Binghamton. The Broome County Sheriff's Office is trying to figure out what caused a car to roll over into a ditch in the town of Binghamton, New York. The car flipped over onto its hood around 8 o'clock Sunday night at the intersection of Park Avenue and Peckham Road. The driver was the only person in the car at the time of the accident. No serious injuries were reported. Missing 2.5-year-old. A 2.5-year-old boy went missing for several hours yesterday afternoon in Fenton, New York. The boy was said to have disappeared from Towpath Road and was later spotted near Shenango Valley High School before being found by authorities. The 2.5-year-old light-skinned black male, who was also said to be autistic, was missing for nearly more than 4 hours before being located safely. Authorities say he was located in good health and that the investigation is ongoing and no arrests are anticipated. Endicott, New York man charged. An Endicott man has been accused of drug-influenced driving after police investigated an August 1st crash in the town of Union, New York. State police in Endwell, New York, have charged 23-year-old Samuel Ross with driving while ability impaired by drugs after the crash on North McKinley Avenue in Union. Police said Ross drifted off the roadway and struck a parked pickup truck and part of a landscape wall. He is scheduled to appear August 5th in Union Town Court. Windsor, New York apartment fire. A father is crediting his 7-year-old son with alerting his family to a fire Monday morning in their Windsor, New York apartment. David Matthews said his son Skyler woke his family and led them out the back of the ground floor apartment unit located at 1075 Old Route 17 once he discovered the fire. While the 4-unit apartment building was damaged, no tenants were hurt during the 2-alarm fire. 3 of the 4 units in the building, owned by West Development LLC of Windsor, New York, were occupied. A deposit firefighter was treated and was released from Wilson Hospital for an eye injury. Fire units responded from Windsor, West Windsor, Deposit, Five Mile Point, and Harpersville. Fire was reported at 9:52 a.m. Firefighters were on the scene within 10 minutes and had the blaze knocked down within the hour. The cause of the blaze is still under investigation, but an air conditioner is suspected as the cause. The Red Cross is assisting the tenants. Owego, New York Police Department debate. The debate over keeping the Owego Police Department continues in the village board meetings. On last night's agenda, the board was to vote on filling 2 full-time vacancies in department staff. A vote of the village board yielded 3 yes votes and 3 no votes, with one member of the board abstaining. The tie vote means that no action will be taken for the time being until it's brought forth for another vote in the future. So the positions will remain unfilled. Also up for discussion is the idea of staffing the Owego Police Department half-time with officers on patrol from only 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., leaving evenings and overnights to other police agencies for coverage. There's been no formal action on that as of yet, only considerable discussion. Meanwhile, Tioga County Sheriff Gary Howard has told the Village Board that if they cut back the Owego Police Department, the Sheriff's Office will offer assistance. Howard has said that the trustees need to remove a motion and tradition from consideration and look at finances. Howard says that if the Village wants to have a police department, that they should fully fund it, and if they do not want to fully fund the department, they shouldn't have one. During a trial run earlier this year, the sheriff says he assigned a car to the Village of Owego area, and during that trial issued 100 tickets and made 60 arrests. Howard has also told the media that if the Village Patrol is taken over by the sheriff's office, they would not look to add the current Owego police officers to his department. Owego police officer and union president Brett Colblair says the PBA is looking at their options if the board decides not to fill the two department vacancies.